Okay, but what do? You just put the wire there? How do you hold it up and all that?
You have to take the wire, and you have what's called wire stretchers, you know. You get your substantial pulls right here. And then you pull your wire to this sharp pulls right here, and then you stretch it. Put it just as tight as you possibly can, you know. And then you put pulls it down, you know, like that, you know. And you tack all the wires and those pulses. And when you have a good portion substantially, and you have it all come to this portion, then you can take your wire stretches off it, you know. Go down to this pool here, and you pull down to here. And then you put some more pulls right like that, you know. It's on substantial pulls. It won't give. And you pull the wire from here down to this pool here, and then that's a substantial pull. Then you take it off. Pull that wire tight all the way around to that pool, you understand? That have be what you call a substantial pull someplace. And that's what I call it. A pull. That's how I put my wife there.
Okay, what about a rail fence? How do you build that?
Just like this. Like I'll pull this. Well, here come a rail fence. You lay a rail. You're supposed to be straight. Now you're coming straight down like this. See? This other fellow land over here, your land. Well, you start right here like this. You put one that here. And you come right big like that. Big like shit. So you want to put one right back here. And you come right back.
What's it made out of?
It's made out of wood. Just split reels, you know. It's made out of different things. You can get pine, or anything you can split straight. You can make the reel fence out of that kind of wood.
And how do they put it together at the edges?
At the edge, all right. We put one fence right, one on the ground, and start on the ground right here. Take this young one and put it on top of this one, and bring it to him. Then you take this and put it on top of that one. You understand? Then you bring it to him, and then you take, well, that's one on the ground, and then you put one right here on top of this one and bring it to him. And so on, right round and round, till it builds how you want, right round and round.
Oh, so they stack it up like this?
That's where it goes.
Oh, that's real interesting. As I'm sure you know, I never built a fence, so it's good for me to hear about it.
That's right.
Okay, and that's number one again, right there. Now, how about another kind of fence? Did you ever hear of a pale fence?
A peel fence?
Or paling fence?
A peeling.
Or a
pale fence? Oh, that's what I'm saying. All right, here come a peeling fence, y'all.
That'll be number three.
That'll be number three. All right, one, two, no, that'll be number three.
Right.
I'll put that right here. I'll put number three right here. All right, a peeling fence. Well, you can build it according to how your land go. Well, you build a peeling fence like this. You put it up like this. Now you get some boards, you see. Well, after you get down to the bottom, you put out down to the bottom, you put a piece, right? You put your log or anything down there. You know what you want to call a huge square at the bottom, you know. Then you put a tall board right here. If you don't want it all that close together, you can put them apart. See, I'm going to put them about 2 inches apart. And you put one there. One young. Well, you can have your board much as 6 or 8 or 10 feet long, high. Call that a peel fence. And go all the way around, just like that. And you come right, after you tack it down here, you have a substantial post right here and one right here. And then you put one about 3 feet high.